If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
How exciting is it when I get to say good hello to my good friend Arsenio Hall? Good morning, Arsenio.
Baby sister, what's going on?
Baby brother, what's going on? Monique Marvez is here, too.
Hello, Arsenio.
Hey, y'all having fun this morning?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, come on.
I'm taking a lot of calls. As a guy who won Celebrity Apprentice, I had to write all Melania's speeches, and I'm in trouble this morning.
You scamp, Arsenio. I knew it was you.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm just so happy that I didn't put the ask not what your country. I had another part I wanted to put in there,
yeah.
But somebody told me a guy named Kennedy had done it.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. Did you watch much last night? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I watched every second of it.
Yeah.
Every second of it because, you know, I mean, that's my job to watch and reflect later.
They got a black cop.
It was crazy.
Yeah, they got a black cop from the Village People, I think, right?
Speaking of the Village People, greatest hits. Huh? Are you watching stuff?
Oh, my God. Arsenio's got a new show. It's so fantastic. It is called Greatest Hits. It is the biggest bands from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s performing their greatest hits. It's fantastic.
It's real. You remember back in the day when I would take, like, a Boys to Men and put them with the Temptations? It's that kind of thing.
Except
sometimes, you'll have somebody like Pitbull who'll choose REO Speedwagon, and maybe sometimes a guy like Miguel will choose to do something alone, like a Steve Winwood Higher Love type track.
Right.
It's really a cool thing that, like, it bridges the generation gap of music, too, because you take artists currently. Like, my son came one day to the studio when we were doing Mario, You Should Let Me Love You, which is one of my hits,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing it with 19-year-old Zendaya, who my son adores.
Wow.
And there's something for everybody on this show, even for Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Arsenio Hall. You got Backstreet Boys, Meghan Trainor, Chicago.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, all my favorites.
Yeah, Meghan Trainor, she used to, like, we asked her, who did she dig as a kid? And she said, I used to scream and cry for the Backstreet Boys. So we got Nick to get the guys together and come over, and Meghan and Backstreet did something together. It's a real cool show in that way where you can bring people together.
One of them, here's a 1 degree of separation, one of them lived next door to me, a Backstreet Boy.
Really?
Really?
Yes. So I screamed every time I went to get the mail.
One?
Yeah.
Do you know which one?
Yes, I do know which one. I'm just not going to say. Anyway.
Okay. That's cool, because I know where you live, and I'll be standing outside trying to get autographs and selfies.
No, it's different now. He picked me up, Arsenio picked me up. We had a date in his limo. We went down to Comedy and Magic. I got to watch you and Jay do your sets. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. You got to come down there again.
I know.
I love that club. I'm there Thursday night.
You took me to a romanticated dinner. I can't remember where now. At Musso and Frank, something like that, right?
Wow.
Old-time Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. We had a good time. We had a good conversation. And I met one of your girlfriends, and I met that big dog.
Everybody meets the big dog.
That's me. So you tweeted yesterday, GOP is worried about the open carry law at the convention in Cleveland and concerned about a Pikachu in the arena during Melania's speech, which... At least that disaster didn't happen, right?
It's funny. A Pikachu was the least of her problems last night.
Oh, yeah.
I watch with extra interest because I know her and I know Donald. You obviously know I won Celebrity Apprentice.
Of course.
It was more exciting then. It was more warm and fluffy then. Now, he's insulted everyone. And you know what it's like, Steph? It's like being a dog who won the Westminster Dog Show, and 2 years later they tell you that the judge was Michael Vick. That's how it is.
I was just going to ask you.
Nobody likes him, and nobody cares that I won.
Right. No, but you know what's fun? And he uses you, by the way, as the main reason he's not a racist, because you won Celebrity Apprentice.
Amazing. That's amazing. That's like Lester Maddox saying, you know, my driver's black. You know, it means nothing. It's like it was a television show, you know, where I could have lost to Gary Busey. It means nothing.
Is that really an option?
Do you have as good a shot as Meatloaf at some cabinet position, do you think? Or
you know what? I think Omarosa's going to get all those.
But what, you know, we've had people in here that know him and have been on Apprentice, Arsenio, and they all say, oh, he was nice to me. Like, were you shocked at this kind of campaign? I mean, this is just ugly and racist and sexist and hateful.
Don't leave out homophobic.
Yes, that too. Well, that's, yeah.
And the Muslims.
Right.
When I was about to do the show, I had a lot of protest kind of emails and letters to my publicists telling me not to do it because they were concerned about his position with the Central Park Five back then. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually wanted to win the show because I'm like, if I'm doing this and a lot of people don't think I should do it, the least I got to do is try to win this thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was crazy back then. He and I used to argue a lot during commercials, or one time when I was at his apartment sitting around talking. Like, he has always not liked Obama, and we used to argue about that. And he used to do me like he does Pence in that interview.
Right.
He would turn to me and say, "You can say what you want to say. You like him? You can say you like him." He that's how he maintains his power in the room. He gives you permission to think the way you'd like to think.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah. We used to argue a lot, and it was interesting. Back in the day, he didn't like Obama, and he would say horrible things about Obama, but he didn't dislike Hillary.
Yes.
He would always say positive things about Hillary, and he used to talk about when Bill was on my show, and he would mention that sometimes. But he didn't dislike Hillary. And
yeah,
I don't think his party really hates her.
I'm reading a tweet about how well he thought Michelle Obama did in her speech last time. Yes, I thought he... No wonder he liked the speech last night. I know, I've heard that somewhere. Yeah, I mean... But are you, as I was saying, are you sort of shocked, or are you not surprised that this is the tone of his campaign?
I'm not surprised at all. Like, you know, when you see him play, I don't know, to a degree, playing footsie with the David Duke vote,
yeah.
Realize that Donald Trump will do anything to win.
Yeah.
And that's who he's always been. You know, if you are competing with him and you have something he wants in Atlantic City, you're in trouble. Donald is just one of those guys who will do anything to win, and we're watching it.
Yeah.
But I don't fault Donald. I know this will get me a lot of haters, but I fault us as a nation. We're allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
And if this many people are allowing it to happen, I don't think Trump's our problem. I think the heart and the soul of America is the problem.
I agree.
Well, this is, I mean, with all this police stuff, Arsenio, that's what it's feeling like. You're like, oh my God, this is feeling like race riot-y. This is feeling like race war-y. And it's terrifying.
Didn't last night feel, instead of inspiring and uplifting, there was something dark and angry about the convention in Cleveland last night. Even Melania was a light behind the podium. Everything else was so dark.
Hateful.
There were points where my stomach, you know that feeling you get when you're kind of afraid because you hear a noise in the yard? there's something about the convention that made me sad and a little bit afraid.
Yeah. Arsenio, we got 30 seconds.
Enough.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Leave it to you to look at the silver lining. You tweeted, if the U.S. president owns his own plane, what do we do with Air Force One? Maybe at least we get to timeshare it or something. So there might be a silver lining.
I can't wait to go to the swap meet that sells that one.
Arsenio, we got a link up to your new show on the...
awesome.
It is Thursdays on ABC at 9 p.m. Love you, Arsenio.
And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, honey.
Yes.
Love you. All right, there he goes.